We're here with Mr. Joseph Pawi, the Premier of Nevis, who also happens to be the Minister responsible for disaster management. He is, in fact, the chairperson of the Nevis Disaster Management Committee. And this being the first program on Choice FM for Disaster on You, we thought it very fitting for him to be able to say a few words, even though he's not currently here in Nevis. Mr. Pawi, welcome to Disaster on You.
Thank you, Lester. And I have addressed the nation already because, you know, the 1st of June is really the beginning of the hurricane season. But I'm very pleased that you have been so well prepared and so organized for the upcoming season and that these programs have been organized.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm sure that the general public will be looking forward to these programs every week and every Monday from 5 to 6. And we'll give you the opportunity to say a few more words to the general public in terms of what you think they should do in terms of getting ready for this hurricane season, where it's predicted to be having 17 named storms.
Yes, well, first of all, let me hope that the predictions turn out to be wrong like they were last year. You know, we just have to pray and be vigilant at all times. First of all, I must say to the people of Nevis that I have total confidence in you and what your group, you and your team, have been doing. You have been doing a great job. And this exercise of sensitizing people, I think, is a wonderful one. And I do hope people listen and take the necessary precautions that you are going to talk about and understand what the various situations can be. Over the past years, we have had some serious experiences with the hurricanes, and it seems to me that that has kind of caused people to be fully aware of the need for preparation. So I'm saying to the people of Nevis, make sure you take all the necessary steps to be ready for anything that happens during the hurricane. We hope nothing will happen, but we must always be prepared. So we need to do the things like making sure that our house is in good order, the roof is well battened down, to make sure that we have flashlights ready, we have hurricane lamps ready, that we have dry food and we have water ready. These are things that we need to ensure. Make sure we know where the shelters are in our areas and bring to the attention of the government what areas need cleaning. We need to have our guts clean and all these waterways, and so we need to make sure that the government is informed. The other thing, if we live in areas that can easily flood and anything is happening, we should get out of there. We should not stay there until we have a problem. So all these are things that we must be careful of and we must be aware of. We must help our neighbors. We must talk to each other and strengthen each other on the island.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure those words of wisdom and insight in terms of what persons must do here in Nevis will hopefully fall on good ears and not deaf ears. We spoke a bit about shelters, and I know that pretty soon we'll be having a couple more community centers being built, and I think you've indicated that those community centers would also double as hurricane shelters.
Absolutely. We are hoping to do a community center in Barnesgut, one in Cotton Ground and Jessops, and we're looking forward to do one in the village of Brickhill. And they have to be multi-purpose, you know. They must be for community activities, and in case of emergency, they must be available as well. So they'll be built according to the requirements of buildings to be able to resist hurricane.
Well, thank you very much, and hope you have I hope you had a pleasant trip, because by the time this would air, you would have left already. And I wish to say that I'm quite sure that you will bring back even more information in terms of how we can be mitigating in terms of hurricanes and other disasters here in Nevis.
Well, it's a tourism conference. All the Caribbean countries are going to be there for the whole week, so we had to be represented, and I am leading the delegation there. There'll be other divisions there, of course, from the ministry and the NTA, but I'm leading that delegation. And you know, the United States now, they have hurricanes from Miami right up to New York. So we can learn something from them right now. And anything that I can learn, I will learn and bring back and share with the people of Nevis.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for being the first guest on Disaster and You.
Thank you very much, Lester. And we look forward to your guidance and your hard work and your management, along with your management team, as we go through this season.
Thank you very much.